on the run, on Laman Amad Aleph, back in the Mishnah, because he lumped all the Mishnahs together into one. So holding towards the end of the line, Asur Bekarochim and Mabali Sevis. So it's two lines down from where it says in the side, Shakli Mishnah Sis and the Kaman Mabes. So he talks about this as well. Asur Bekarochim, Avishen Lemsar. So he said, Bali, he said, Shkari Rosh, and he still also people which are bald. Bali Sevis, Avishen Sarim Lovin, or people which their hair is not dark. The hair is white. Shane Kroim Shkari Rosh Ela Anoshim Gemara first time. So now let's look at the Ran on the Gemara. Okay, so the Ran on the Gemara is on Lamed Mabez, the fourth line from the top. If you look, Tony Mibale Hassar. I'm a Philip Karochan Bechlau. So if he just, his point was people which have hair, he would have said people which have hair. That would have excluded, if he had said that, that would have excluded bald people. But he didn't say that. The Kima the Shkar Harosh the Gabi Karochan Lav Dafka. Once you understand when he says Shkar Harosh, he doesn't mean to exclude Karochan. Therefore, the Bali Sevis Nami Lav Dafka, we assume it also means it's Lav Dafka when it comes to Bali Sevis. Mishum Hachi Omer Tchikomer Shkar Harosh. Therefore, we say, so what does yes mean? He means the type of people which people refer to as Shkari Rosh. Sometimes their head is covered, sometimes their head is not covered. So you can't refer to them as covered or uncovered, because that's not going to be a good definition. So, general men, this is how their head comes. It comes like that. Women, since in general they always cover their hair. So, the way people would refer to them would not be the color of their hair, but about the fact that their head is covered. Okay, so that phrase that people would choose, that would be we would assume that the phrase they're going to choose. Okay, so the Mishnah. Hanoider min hayiloidim mutter bin erlodim. So if a person is neuter from those which have already been born, he's mutter in those which will be born after his neder. But mina hanoilodim, he says from those which are, when he says aloshan of noilodim, which means he'll be mutter, he's oser af mina yiloidim. That doesn't exclude those which have been born beforehand. Remeir matter af b'yiloidim. Remeir is matter also with the even with the yiloidim. Now the phrase even with the yiloidim is difficult. So when you say even, you mean there's A and B. We're saying not only A but even B. So the only two choices. And he's matter even there means he's matter the ones also. So who's also? What he means over here is those which would be normal to give to do the birth process. The verse says that's coming to exclude birds and those type of things which don't give birth. So he's not, okay. So the runs of an olive. I mean, how you loid them? Shenelodim kvar. The lashon of you loid them means those have been born, but mutter ben loid them. Those which will be born. Matzah af b'yaloidim u'perchin b'gemora b'toshkin b'nuladim. You came a man k'osser. You're saying even these means those obviously, and even these. So then what's left? Okay. So Morris says, or Meir, and he says even the yaloidim v'lomim boy, but not only the yaloidim. So then, Elab Miman Osir. So who is he answering? So more answers. Chasur Mesli v'Hachi Ketani. Hanoidim in Hayiloidim Mutter bin Noiloidim. Min Hayiloidim Osir bin Yiloidim. So if he's Noidim in Hayiloidim, so then he's Mutter bin Noiloidim, like the Mishnah says. It says min ha'lodim is also even in the he's also be yelodim. The mayor Omer af hanoidim min hanoilodim mutar be yelodim. So he says just like when you said in the first case of the Mishnah, when he's noider from yelodim, he's mutar be yelodim. So also in the second case, when he's noider min ha'neilodim, he's mutter b'yeloidim. Kehecha de noider min ha'yeloidim, mutter b'neilodim. So that's what he means by af. So he's not going on, he's just like in case number one. One set means to exclude the other set. So in case number two, also one set means to exclude the other set. Okay. So Rabbi Labai asked Labai, remember, this mission means to say the Noilodim, the Misialdim, that they will give birth. He's saying Yeloidim means those which have been born, and Noilodim is those which will be born. The member of the Noilodim, the Misialdim Mashma, Elamiato, Yaakovino says to Yosef, the two children that you were born to you in Mitzrayim now belong to me. So Hakinami the Isialdin, who doesn't mean the ones, it doesn't mean the ones which are going to be born. It means the ones which are born already.
Oh, and
so Moses says, okay, Elamai, the Yalidu Mashma. So you're saying you've proven that the word Nelodim means those which have been born. Elamayata, the Siv. Okay, what about this? Hine Ben Nelodim Beis David, Yeshayahu Shemoi. So Hachinami, the Hava, Vodayin Menashalibo. This Nebuah was said before Menashe was born even. So many generations before Yoshio, you see the word Noilod means he will be born. So what does this word mean? Elam versus Mashmahachi Umashmahachi. The truth is the word Noilod in Lashon Torah can be referred to those which will be born and those which are born already. But Nadorim, we do not find the Lashon of what the person means when he says an editor with Lashon HaTorah, we define it with how people use it. We'll see, this idea will come up a few places in the Masechta. If there's no standard usage of Bnei Adam, then we use Lashon HaTorah. If there's no standard usage, we assume that what the word means what the Torah says it means. But if there's a standard usage, we assume that's what people meant when they made a netter. They meant to use it the way people use it. So that's going to override Lashon HaTorah. Let's finish off the Gemara and we'll see the round. Chomer Mar Meloni Skamas El Misha Darka Libolid Lafuke Mai Lafuke Dogim Voifis. So he was asking himself on those which get not born or will be born, but the type of species which reproduce through birth. Zog the Ran. The Ran's a little bit above halfway down the page. Well, let me begin at the beginning of the line. Let me buy him in the Laden. So Meir says that he says af be yeloidim, so it means not only the neiladim, but even the yeloidim. Alamai eman my osar. So what did he ask? Ishari ben neiladim ubi yeloidim. So if he's mutter in those which have been born already, and those who will be born, so what did he yes ask? So Morris says no. He's going back on the Reisha and saying the same way in the Reisha you say that when he says min yeloidim he's mutter ben yeloidim. So the Chum said min yeloidim is also after yeloidim. So, but if he says min yeloidim, he's also not only those which will be born, but those which were born already. Okay, the Sirlei Rabbanon. That he the Omer min hayeloidim, even though that's true when he says min hayeloidim, so then en hayeloidim the hano oizim shasidim liwalid bichlal. Yeloidim means those which already are born, and the neloidim those which will be born are not included. Hani mili be yeloidim shehu loshen meyuchad. That's when he uses the word. He says yeloidim. That's a very specific term. So therefore that excludes the neiladim. Alav haneiladim kelo shneim. The phrase neiladim can be used both ways. Then oisim shenoldu mishasidim livalid. Those which were born, those which will be born. So he says min haneiladim. He's also in everybody. Remeir Polignam, Iva Omar, comes along and says, no, the Chihechi de Noidim in Hayeloidim, and Hanelodim Mechlal. Just like when he says, Min Hayeloidim, that excludes Noidim. Achinami, Noidim in Hanelodim, Shen Hayeloidim Mechlal. Behind all Af Tiktoni, that's the Af. So it's okay, means according to Remeir, Noidim is a very specific term. Only means those which will be born. If so, now the pasuk about Tosh, Tei Banecha, Menashe Ephraim, Kvar Neiladu. Okay, so the more answers, Benzerim Halak Achamene Yadim. So now it comes up, we have Machlokes in the Meir and the Chachamim, what Neiladim means. So the Chachamim are being consistent with the Lashon HaTorah, that it means those which have been born and those which will be born, like we've proven. And the Meir says, no, it very specifically means those which will be born. So it sounds like the Chachamim are going Lashon HaTorah, and he's going Lashon HaTorah. But the Morris says we have this rule. So the Chara, it sounds like this rule is only true in Remeir. Is that the round? No. Remeir Rabbanan. So this is the Machlokes. Rabbanan Tzavit Kihechi Shenaladim Beloshen Hatara is Kelo Neladim Kvar Besidim Livali. Just like Eloshen Hatara, it's used. The word Neladim is used both for the past and for the future. So that's true as well. By Lashon B'nei Adam, that it's used both ways. B'hanu d'hadri rabbanon l'meimar b'sevet d'masnisin. Lo niskam ze elo b'mishe darker lihivoled. So the rabbanon at the end of the Mishnah, Zotiran, is v'loy das shlishi hu. It's not a third opinion. El defrushe kamafarshi temayu. They're explaining what they meant. The Amri hanoidim hanoladim osur bekol. Neladim asks everything. So because the Nalada means people which give birth, it can be used for the past or for the future. Ben Laba, Ben Lashabar. The fish ain't by mashmos loshin zeh. Come on, achas miyuchedes l'shaver dafka or l'habod dafka. It's not used specifically for the past or for the future. It's used both ways because it means those who give birth. Remeir sover the loshin many adam lo mikra neiladim ela asidim lihivolid. People use it to refer to the future. We yolodim nami. Okay, good. Let's begin. Now, Zataran, which means in the past, excluding those which will be born. It's also because we look at Lashon Bnei Adam. The deal of Lashon HaTorah, Kehechad, and the Mashman, the Lodim Kvar. So we're saying that the phrase Yeloidim means those who have been born already. So that's true. Lashon HaTorah means both. Kehechad, the Mashman, the Lodim Kvar, those who have been born already. Kehechad, Kalam, Ha Yeloidim, Bamidbor. Any child which will be born, throw it into the river. So he was giving a decree for the future. So the word in Lashon HaTorah, Yiloidim, means both also. In Lashon Bnei Adam, it means those who have been born already. The Chacham said Dafka Mishadarkli Volid Lafuke Dagim Vayfus Shem Matilim Beyim Mitzuru B'Me'iman. So they don't develop inside of the womb. They're born from an egg. Okay. Not the Mishnah. Another Mishnah says Shabbos. A person is another from those which keep who rest on Shabbos. Also be Yisrael, also be Kusim. So that includes the Kusim. So there was a Tkanas Chazal to eat Shum on Friday night. Also be Yisrael, also be Kusim. Merely Yerushalayim, also be Yisrael, also be Kusim. Okay. Zok the Ram. The Ram is back on Lamed Amud Aleph. So it says it's right where it says on the side. There's an asterisk. It says Shaykh Lamasis in the Kaman Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Also be Sabasu Bekusim. She saw Bekusim Mitzvim Al Shabbos. Umekaymen said we keep Shabbos. El Shabbos Mikru Shabbos Day Shabbos.
That's interesting because it says umekaymen or so. I mean, look at nowadays. I mean, not umekaymen. You know, most Jews are not umekaymen.
So it would be a question. The person who says Shabbos, say Shabbos, he means from those who are Shabbos. All right, and Chalami. He wouldn't include those people. Okay. Now the round over here is based on the Gemara. The Gemara says there are goyim who rest on Shabbos also. So the point the round is saying is that they are mitzuva and they rest. Ezra, who there was a tekana from Ezra lechol shum b'leli Shabbos. Fishashum marbes azera. Garlic is a food which is marba zera in the man. And samachacham is Friday night, so that he made it the kama that people should eat shum to be marba the zera to be able to be mekayim mitzvah zoyna. They would eat shum on Friday nights as well. So they have those which are commanded to go up and do it. So even if you hold that the kusim are geri emes and they're chayivin being other regal, they don't go up. So they don't fulfill it. Zot Gemara. So my Shev Shabbos. What does it mean when it says Shev Shabbos? So ilay mimekaymi Shabbos, those which keep the Shabbos that they rest. Ma'iri bekusim, I feel of the chomim nami. The chomim also which rest on Shabbos. Ella mimetzuvim ella Shabbos. So shabbos Shabbos means those which are mitzuva on Shabbos, whether they keep it or not. Sihachi emesefa early Rishalayim also be sold to bekusim. Amai v'hametzuvim ninu. The kusim are mitzuvah and alila regel. Amar Abaya. So Abaya says that the phrase means to include. He puts in the word ella. Mitzuvah v'oisa tani. The phrase means that they're commanded, and they do. So Batarti Babi Kamaisa, the first two scenarios of Shabbos and Avshum, so they are mitzvah. Both Yisrael and Kusim, mitzvahim v'oisim. Of the Kachavim, who the Avdi oisim v'dvein mitzvahim, even if they rest, they're not commanded to rest. Veli Yerushalayim Yisrael mitzvahim v'oisim, kuvim mitzvahim v'dvein mitzvahim. Zokt around top of the page. Fill up the chomanami. Klamer harvely the misty also b'mekayme haShabbos. Kesh yu b'klal kol of the chomim haShabbos. So instead of saying also be so also b'kusim, also anybody who rests. Rabbi Mitzvah Boisa Ketoni. Klamer shame b'klal the word relevant Mitzvah Boisa. When he says b'Shabbos haShabbos, he means those which are. Excuse me, which are commanded and then do. Tadik Kemaisa, the Imer Shisus of Shabbos, Achilas Shum, both the first two cases, Yisrael Kusim, Mitzvah Boisim. They have the Mitzvah, either Midrash or Midrabonon, and they do it. So the Mishnah, the Kalim Sheni Nehena leave the Noyach, Mutta be Yisrael, Vasav of the Chazavim. So when he says Bnei Noyach, he's not going to give benefit to Bnei Noyach. He doesn't exclude. He doesn't mean to ask it to Yisrael. Let's see the Gemara. Let's see the Ram. Yisrael mean Nofik Michal Bnei Noyach. I mean, we all came from Noyach. So more answers came in the Ikdash Avraham Iskuru El Shemei. Once Avraham was given, elevated to his status, so we are no longer referred to as Bnei Noyach, referred to as Bnei Avraham. Let's do one more piece of Mishnah Gemara. Shani Nehana Lazera Avraham, but he says Lazera Avraham also be so mutab of the Chachav. He's mutab of the Chachav. Furthermore, Kashamika Yishmael. So how can you say he's mutab of the Chachav? And what about Yishmael? He's from Zera Avraham. My answer is Kibi Yitzchak Yikor the Chazora. This is big that only Yitzchak is considered Zera Avraham. Weiko Esav. Be Yitzchak, will I call Yitzchak? Bershom says that the Zera Avraham is going to be in Yitzchak, part of Yitzchak, not all of Yitzchak. So Esav is not referred to as Zera Avraham. Zot the Ran. So the Ran is on the first narrow line. Cut him shading the head of the Noach Mutabi Yisrael. Even though we are descendants of Noach, Kim in the Iskadesh Avraham Avinu, Ikru al Shmei, Bolo al Shem Noach. We're referred to as Bnei Avraham, not Bnei Noach. Shining the head of the Zer Avraham, also be Yisrael, Mutab of the Chachav. They feel Bnei Yishmael, the Ace of Lemikru, Zer Avraham, Kinfarish Brigamara. Okay. Zot the Mishnah. Okay. Things will slow down a little bit over here. Sheni Nehena. Now the gears on the side over here is Ligisra. I'm not going to give benefits. Li Yisrael. Okay. So it means that he's not going to benefit. He's not going to benefit. He's not going to benefit. So Li Yisrael doesn't mean two. It means in the sense of Shein and Nehena. What and who am I referring to? Not going to be Nehena from. I'm referring to Yisrael. So the Keach be Yisrael. So when he buys, he has to overpay. When he sells, he has to be underpaid. Because otherwise he's benefiting them. He's benefiting from them. She saw Nehenimli that Yisrael cannot have hana from me. So the kev apachus. So when he buys, he underpays. So they're not getting any benefit from him. When he sells, so he's selling them an item, but they're overpaid, so they're not benefiting. But the people are not necessarily going to agree to this arrangement. Sheni Nehena Lohen Behemli. So Yehena Lohen. So then he has to have his dealings with Goyim. Zogt the Ran. So the Ran is up there. Sheni Nehena Li Yisrael. The Kaf be Yasser. She's not going to benefit from the Yisrael. Kadeshal Yehena Mehem. She shouldn't feel that he benefited from that which he purchased from them. He overpays for it. When he sells, he's going to sell and get too little money for his item. She's not benefiting. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to discuss that the Masisim Mukminu of a Gemara Bezvina Mitzia. So there are certain types of items that they're a rare item, and we say that it's hard to buy them. And when they buy them, the lekeach really was the one who got the main hanah. Certain items which are hard to sell, they're hard to get rid of. So the merchant gets the hanah when he sells it. He unloads it. And there are certain items, the average item, which both parties benefit. The lekeach benefits that he wants to get it, the merchant benefits he wants to sell it. So the actual sale itself is a benefit to both parties. And we go under the umbrella of the Isser of hanah. So we're talking about Zvina Metziah, so the average case, the middle case, so if you sell for the right price, for the its value, for both parties, benefits. So therefore, I need to, by such an item, I need to, in order that it shouldn't be a problem of being I'm being the henna from them, I have to overpay, or I have to undersell. We can read in the Bepachas Ubi Yasser Shori is Davka Kesha Osir Al Atzma Shal Yehena Mi Yisrael. If his Isser was, they're not going to get benefits. The Bechi Agavna Lo Mishani Minayu. It's not called benefiting. Avli Osir Al Atzma Nichseyim. He says, I'm not going to get benefit from their items. I'm not going to get use the items. Even if he pays double, because the neder is chal on the item, and the item is he's not asking himself from the person, from the benefit from the person, he's asking himself on the item. The item is osir. I don't care what he pays for it, but he can't use the item. She saw Nehemli Karmisha Osir Hanosa Allah Yisrael. If he asked his Hanoa on them, the Kav Apokas Amarka Beyoser. So people, when he buys for cheap, he's going to underpay, and he's going to sell for overcharge. Bain Sharmila, they're not going to listen to him. Klarmer Ainla Takana. The only solution he's going to have to buy and to sell from Jews, so the first scenario, so people say this is great, he's willing to overpay and he's willing to sell for cheap. And the second scenario, it's the opposite. The only solution is that he's going to overcharge and he's going to underpay when he buys. But people are not going to agree to this. Okay. The East of Garcy, some people have the Garcy, E Sharmanloi, Bechirik, which is the same thing as Im. Karmer Im Sharmanloi. This is what they should do if people agree to this. I will have Haki less like Takanto. But without this, there's no solution. You have to go to Goyim. Now, is that the round? Why don't you say the following? He asked it on himself to benefit from the people. We should say that included in that is all of the properties which are owned by Jews at this point in time. But whatever they purchase in the future, that's liable to Ilam. So he didn't ask himself on that. Even things which they only acquired after he made the neder. You cannot make something else which is not here yet. That's talking about, he's specifically referring to answering something which is not here. For example, like the case of Kaperis Dekel, where Perish also Liknois, the fruit that this tree is going to produce, or that he's going to purchase. He says, my Nechasim are also in you, Shane also Alabaisan, Nechasim Shahiloi Baisa Shah. He's also on those items. So what about if he then takes that and he exchanges it for something else? So he asked A. This is now the exchange for A. So that's also asr. Just like when he asks a tree, or he asks, he means the tree is asr. What grows in the tree is also asr. If he asks the fruit of the tree, it's not here yet. If he asks the tree, kikadulim double, that which grows in the tree is also asr. He kuvim ibarlon the kamon perakashutra. The more I want to know, what's the din of kilufegan? And in certain cases, gedulim also. The more has a shayla about. Torah. He's not answering the item, he's answering the individual. Either he's going to be usher on the give benefit to that person, or he can't get benefit from the person. Kim the Surah Bahadur, did they tell you? It's the question of the benefit from him. He's here. Nimsashim Yimker Lumudorim, the Chazim Shekhana Lacher Mikan, Shava Bishava. If he will, even though he buys something later, and then he sells it to the people which are usher from him, they're mudr from him. If he sells it at the regular price, Rehu Mahana Oison. The fact that they're purchasing, even though they're paying money for it, but they're getting the item that they want. So that's a hano. Look at us. So the Mishnah, Shani Nehena Lohem Vehemli Yehana Lov the Kachab. I can't be Nehena from them or them from me. So then he has to interface with Goyim. So what's the Kiddush? We already said two cases. This is the third case. I mean, it's a combination of the first two cases. Because of a Rozal, I'm not sure who the Roz is. The whole Kamash Malon. We should argue like this. This is the Kiddush. The Latema, Kiman the Haki Nadar, such a Nadar is Yevshel Olam and Benidroi. It's not sustainable. Behavilei Kahuda Amr Liel, Perak Vela Mutar. So maybe we should apply to it the idea which we said before, back in the second parak. Shua shalo ishin shloisha yamim. Person swears he's not going to sleep for 3 days. So you say that's impossible. Makel oisay b'yad shel alter. So it's a shua shop. So you give him malchus for being over this or shua shop. And then, but the shua is not chal because it's impossible to do. And let him go to sleep. So I might have argued the Yahana Alter, the Davar Shevshel Lamed Bayhu, is something which is not possible. So the Neder is not Chal. There's no Isra of Neder Shav. So you won't get Malkus. Just you say whether the same when the Shua is not Chal, the Neder shouldn't be Chal. The Loi, that's not so. The Kivan, the Ikat, the Katab, the Chavim, Abishu, Tekana Rechakaloi. Even though it's a difficult way to do it, since there is an option, it's not like the case over there that it's impossible to do. And therefore, the Neder is Chal, the Neder is Chal. Okay. Amr Shmuel. You know, let's hold it here. It's not worth it to run through this piece. Okay.